to achieve an orgasm. I quickly learned that oral sex is real sex, and later in life, when I happened to come across a copy of the seminal Haidt Report on Female Sexuality, I was reassured to find that women consider oral sex to be one of their most favorite and exciting activities. Women mentioned over and over how much they loved it. When it comes to pleasure, there is no right or wrong way to have an orgasm. The only thing that's wrong is to assume that women need or value them any less than men do. In her article, Just Be a Man, Six Simple Suggestions, sex columnist Amy Soane's very first piece of advice is, a man goes down. No excuses, no hesitation. But once down there, what's a man to do? The vast majority of women complain about guys who don't like to do it, don't know how to do it, or simply don't do it nearly enough. Flannery O'Connor was right. A good man is hard to find, especially one who's good at taking a leisurely stroll downtown. But once found, a skilled cunnilinguist rarely goes unappreciated. In her essay Lip Service, on being a cunning linguist, author and sex columnist Anka Radakovich sings the praises of a boyfriend who specialized in oral sex. I became tongue-whipped, the female equivalent of pussy-whipped, and even offered to do his laundry if he would come over and satisfy